podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
Go. Having an interesting little chat with Jeremy about his two kids, and Chris was listening in and kind of gave me a finger wag.
Toe tap, finger wag.
I hate it when I get a finger wag.
Do ya?
Well, that kind. That kind, anyway. I was talking to Jeremy about this whole thing about how parents have a favorite kid. And what you tell me is that you...
It's too soon for me, I think. I don't quite know yet, because Reed's only four, and the baby's like a couple months old, so I don't really know.
Yeah, but you told me you think you'll end up with a favorite.
I probably will, and I'm thinking it'll be the baby, honestly. I think it'll be little Lila down the road.
Daddy's little girl,
and Reed will be a total mama's boy. And yeah, so my favorite will be Lila, I think. But we'll see how it goes. I don't know. It's like I said, it's too soon.
You should make them work for your love.
I think I'll make them duel.
Yeah.
I'll make them fight.
Back to back and go 10 feet and turn around.
Mm-hmm.
So.
They won't.
And Chris starts saying, that's absolutely preposterous. You said that parents don't have favorite children. They love them all equally.
Well, that I was speaking for myself. I don't know what other parents feel, but I feel like I don't have a favorite.
So you're in denial.
That's what you told me. Right. Yeah. I do different things with different kids, but I think that I don't have a favorite for sure. And
how many kids do you have?
Okay, I have three bio kids and two step kids. So let's take the step kids out. And
right,
because they will never be my favorite.
Actually, one of them, I love them both. But three of them are my own kids that I've known since the day they were born.
They lived inside of you.
That's how it happens, Chris.
Right.
I've known them since they were born.
And they're all different. And so I don't know, Dom. I guess I don't get why you think I should have a favorite.
Here's why. Because you're a human being.
Yeah.
And you're a human being with regular emotions, feelings, and likes and dislikes. And no, if you have three kids, every parent who's got more than one kid knows they are never anything alike, right?
Right.
All three of them are always very different. And by the way, that's an evolutionary thing. Evolution has set it up so that your kids aren't the same.
Oh.
In case you ever wondered why that is, it's to make sure that one of the species will survive. If they're all three the same and there's a problem or something, they won't all survive.
They'll eat each other.
So you want to kill one off? Is that what you're saying?
I'm just talking evolution. So you got to go back hundreds of thousands of years. That's why they're created differently.
What I think of is, okay, when you say pick your favorite. So, you know, it's like on Let's Make a Deal. Like there's door number one, door number two, door number, like pick one. Pick one that you like the most.
Yes.
There's one that I hang out with more. And that's just because of our schedules and our senses of humor are more similar than the other two.
She's your favorite.
She's your favorite.
But no. I still appreciate and love and respect other things.
How is it possible for your like factor? And by the way, this is not whether you love your kids or not.
Okay.
Because you love all of your children.
Fair enough.
Okay? That's a given.
Yeah.
But it's like if you have three different foods in front of you. It's not possible to say, I like all three of these exactly the same.
But they didn't come out of your body. All right, Taylor is the middle child, and she's the one I'm talking about that we get to hang out a lot. Because she's a teacher, and she gets the summers off, and I have the middle of the days off, so we get to hang out. And almost, I don't know, maybe once a week, she'll say that exact same thing to me. Mom, why don't you just admit it? I'm your favorite.
Do you think it makes it sound, you makes you sound like a bad parent if you admit that you have a favorite child?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you love them all.
I do, and I like them all, too.
But what if one's like a troublemaker and a mooch?
I agree.
Like,
let me ask you this.
You probably love them a little less.
If you asked your kids to turn it around, do they like you better or their biological father better? What's their answer going to be?
Me.
Okay.
See, that's
enough. So if they can have a favorite, why can't you have a favorite?
Oh, that's a whole different story.
No, it isn't.
Yeah, it is.
It's love going back and forth.
Oh,
family.
You can't ask me to speak for them. Because I don't know. Maybe they like him better.
Mothers are perfect. And that's why all the kids will choose the mother.
Emily, if we asked your mom to pick her favorite child, which one would she pick?
So what I was going to say is why Taylor keeps saying, come on, mom, just admit it. Just admit it. When you're the favorite, you know.
Sure you do.
Of course you do. So I'm the favorite, but how my parents get around, you know, all of the problems around the kids and I love them equally, blah, 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 is they say, well, you're my favorite daughter. Because I'm the only girl.
Oh,
so there's, so the, two boys there's the legal loophole. But if I'm the favorite, mm-hmm. everybody knows it.
Like, I'm wondering in my family if I'm the favorite or my sister is the favorite of my parents. I feel like it has morphed kind of over the years. Like, I started as the favorite, but now my mom sees my sister more and they hang out more, Chris. So I think my sister is now the favorite.
Is it a matter of how much time you spend together? Because that's just a matter of life.
Politics does have a lot to do with it.
It can influence it a little bit, but I think it's all personality based. You either click with somebody or you don't. And the personality is not going to be the same. Look, in my family growing up, I don't mind saying it. I mean, I've got four much older siblings. They were grown and gone. But when it's just my sister Donna and me, we're only 18 months apart. We grew up together. I got to say, I think I was the favorite.
Okay, Dom.
And my sister will agree
this.
With that. And it's because she was a moody teenage girl.
I'll give you this. When my kids were younger
and we
would be in the car, me, my husband, Jamie, Taylor, and Billy, and Taylor and I, even when she was like 6, 7, 8, 9, the whole time, she would crack jokes, bust me out laughing, and we were laughing to tears the entire time on road trips, and everybody else in the car was doing the eye roll. You know what I mean? Like, they didn't get us.
So now, your personality's clicked.
Yes.
So now, on the radio, will you please announce who is your favorite child?
Negative. No, I will not
do it. Say she's my favorite Taylor.
No,
she's my
favorite personality.
Taylor is my favorite middle child.
Taylor is your favorite.
Middle child.
No, she's your favorite.
You're going to force me to say something.
I want you to, because you know it's true.
Taylor and I have similar personalities. And we
so
get
you
along
mesh more.
Really well.
In this whole discussion, you've only mentioned your other two kids once.
Did you?
You've mentioned Taylor 18 times.
I am a mom. I'm a proud mom. I could go off all day about Jamie and Billy, too. Because I do. Jamie's
they're
the wonderful
Taylor
person.
Has
a
they are wonderful in their
he's
own
a great
way.
Athlete.
But Taylor lights up that room. The sun shines a little bit brighter when
she's
around.
She helps kids. You're so proud of her.
If three of them are standing on, if three of them are hanging from a cliff and you
here's
can only
deal.
Pull one of them back up.
Here's the thing that
which
I know.
Which one are you pulling up?
Taylor needs me to babysit sometimes. So Taylor knows how to work it a little bit. You know what I'm saying? So I think she's really nice to me. Maybe for some other reasons.
The plane is going down. There's only
there's
one
two parachutes.
There's only one for you. You have a built-in one you can't take off.
You're
there's only
so
one other
cruel.
Parachute. Who are you giving it to?
I.
You're going down
stranger.
With the plane, too.
We're all going down together. Let's huddle. We're all going down. I can't pick.
She'd
you'd
be cracking
shove
jokes.
Jamie and Billy out of the plane.
No, I would not. You're so mean today, Dom.
I'm just talking real life.
We're forcing Chris to drink.
Real life.
And our listeners, agree.
It's already done.
Chris, our listeners agree with me. They have favorites too. They just don't want to say it out loud. And let's see if our listeners are going to back me up on that. Here's Heidi. Hey, Heidi.
Hey, good morning.
So I say parents have a favorite. Chris, our traffic diva, says no. Parents don't have a favorite. What do you think?
Oh, parents absolutely have a favorite.
Yeah. Who's your favorite? How many kids do you have?
I have four.
Which one's your favorite?
My 12-year-old.
How come?
You know, he kind of gets the short end of the stick, middle child syndrome in the oddest of ways. He's not big enough to hang out with the older sibling. He's got a little brother, and everybody loves the little brother, right? Everybody loves the baby. So he's just a really great, fun, cool kid.
He's the underdog.
Mm. Does he know that he's the favorite?
I've told him that.
Aha! He's walking a little taller today, isn't he?
Mommy has a glass of wine and lets the truth out.
Let the truth be told.
And the other kids didn't collapse into a puddle of Jello or anything when you told them, did they?
No, absolutely not. Nah. You know, everybody gets a fair shake at mom and there for everybody, but he holds a really special place. So
here, so I'll even add a corollary to this. I do believe, like I think we were talking about with Emily, the kids know who the favorite is. I mean, kids aren't stupid, right? Kids know.
I think so, and maybe that's part of why he's a little bit of the outcast.
Yeah, if we called my sister right now, and we put Donna on the air with us, she'd say, oh, pfft. She goes, no, hands down, you were the favorite. So, anyway.
Oh,
Heidi, have a great day. I appreciate your call.
You too. Thanks.
All right, here comes, here's Joanna. Good morning, Joanna.
Good morning.
So what's the story?
Well, I want to be probably, we'll see, hopefully more than just one caller that disagrees with you.
yes.
Kindly, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Favorite, maybe it's just about vocabulary, because I don't want to give any of my kids a What is that?
A complex?
A complex. That's exactly what I was looking for. So if you love them all equally, you wouldn't ever want any of them to feel that you love them less. And if you call one child your favorite, in their minds, they might interpret that as that you love them less.
Okay, well, now here, let me clarify. Because I'm not advocating that you set all your kids down and you point to one and go, you're the favorite.
You're it.
I'm just saying, can you admit to yourself that one of them is your favorite, even by just a smidge?
Now, if you admit it to yourself, do you think your actions might follow and you might treat that child differently than the other kids will see?
Probably. That's how kids do know.
Exactly.
But you're treating your kids differently anyway because kids are different.
Well, to a certain extent, you might. This is where I agree with you, is that you get along with, you know, certain kids better. Not necessarily that you're a favorite, but you do have more peace, or you might have more fun with them, but that doesn't mean necessarily they're your favorite. That just means that you get along with them more.
Okay, let's go back to human nature for just a second. You love them all equally, that's fine, but you're going to like one more than the other. And wouldn't you agree, human nature, if you've got five people and you get along with that one better than the other four, that person of the five would be your favorite person?
No.
No, you just want to fight with me.
No, I don't. And I think it's because I can never admit for my kids' sake that I can't even let myself go to that length, because if I ever say they're a favorite, that's hanging my other kids out.
No. Don't say it. Just keep it in your head. Listen, when you go to bed tonight, Joanna, you're going to lie in bed and you're going to think about what I've said. And you're going to call me tomorrow and you're going to say, you're right.
I'll have to say, I think I have a special circumstance, because I let the other gal know that I have twin boys that were born a day before me. So I think I get along with them equally, so I might have it easier to not pick a favorite.
I'm glad you called, and I appreciate you listening. I hope you have a great day.
You do the same.
Thanks a lot. All right, there's one vote for you, Chris.
Mm-hmm.
All right,
mm-hmm.
Here's Michelle. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning.
Parents have a favorite, don't they?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Who's yours?
You know, I have three kids, Dom. They are 17, 15, and 11, two boys and a girl.
Mm-hmm.
And at any given time, one of them is being amazing and the other two could be dragging me back. So I am completely honest. I tell my children, you are my favorite, depending upon what's going on in their world.
Okay. So it changes.
They know that my favorite can change at a drop of a dime, though. And they're like, oh, I'm your favorite right now, but he was 10 minutes ago. I'm like, well, enjoy it while I last.
You're fickle.
But does one get more favorites than the others?
Is that, well... And some days they do. And depending upon school or grades, or is your room clean? It can change at the drop of a dime.
Like, say, if being your favorite at any given time got them a gold star, if you add it up at the end of the year, one of them is going to have more gold stars than the other.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, goodness. I would say probably in the last 6 months because of school, my daughter probably got a few more gold stars. But the boys aren't far behind her.
All right. You hang in there, Michelle, with three kids, okay?
Thanks
for being on the show.
See, it shouldn't be a competition, Dom.
Well,
life's a competition.
Oh. Yeah, it is.
Yeah, no, it shouldn't be. You know, I should be taller. So, you know, here's Laura. Hey, Laura.
Hi.
So, what do you think?
I've got two kids, and my son, who is the youngest, is definitely my favorite.
Mm-hmm. Do you think your daughter knows this?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, kids are smart. Kids pick up.
Does that just turn her into a stronger woman then? Does she try harder to be your favorite?
No, because she knows I love her. It's just Caleb was always sick when he was younger, so he was just babied, and it's just, he's a mama's boy. So he's my favorite.
Hey, Laura, this is Emily talking, and I think you look beautiful today, by the way. Who's your favorite here on the show?
Random.
You can say Emily. Okay.
I'll let her answer that honestly. Laura, who do you like the best on this show?
I like you all, but I would have to say Jeremy.
Hey,
boy, that backfired on you, didn't it, Emily?
Laura, thank you so much for calling.
You're welcome. You have a good day.
You as well. We appreciate you.
Bye, Laura.
She hates women. She doesn't like her daughter, and she doesn't like me. She's just a woman hater.
Is that what it is?
That's what Laura is.
That's great.
That's okay.
Chris, I'm sorry. It's 3-1 in my favor so far. You want the fifth call?
Sure. Go ahead.
Who knows? The fifth call might be on your side. Here's David. Hi, David.
Good morning.
All right. So how many kids do you have?
Two.
Okay. Which one's your favorite?
I don't have one. I'm with Chris.
Thank you, David.
You're quite welcome.
So your kids are absolutely, like, they're clones of each other?
They're 3 years apart, but when you take them to the same place, particularly, even if people know them, everybody mistakes one for the other. So they're quite close. But I would say that the favorite kind of switches back and forth between the two of them.
Oh, but wait a minute. Then you just contradicted yourself, because there is a favorite from time to time.
You have a valid point.
Darn it.
Point just switched back across to me, Chris.
But if it's a competition, like kind of you're making it out to be, if he's going back and forth, then it's a tie. So
that's exactly where I'm at, because my children are grown now, 21 and 24, well, sort of grown. And the switch went sometimes for years, particularly both of them from the time they were 14 to 17. I had problems with both of them.
Sure, of course you did.
And so, I'd say that overall it's pretty well evened itself out.
Can't be 50-50, though, David. It's not possible.
Yeah, it can be.
Oh, well, sure. Mathematically, it is.
I got you there.
Yeah, but we live in a real world. But you know what? I'm going to say that that's 3.5 to 1.5 is what I'm going to say.
All right.
Fair enough, Chris?
I guess.
David, have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Appreciate you being on the show.
Here's the thing. Even if your kids are challenging at some points, and they all are, how you have to look at it is a challenge to yourself as a parent. So you're not putting them down. You're not liking them less. You're not wanting to be around them less. You're like, hey, this is what I'm here for, to be a parent and to guide that person, that child. Yeah. So it's all in your perspective.
Yeah, Oprah, that sounds great. But I'm a parent too, and I remember especially the tough teenage years with my son. Don't tell me there aren't days that you like them less. Jeremy will back me up. Is there any chance I could love my son more than I do?
No, you love your son.
Like, completely. He is like the light of my life. But there were days when I liked him a lot less.
Yes.
Yeah. The cat's my favorite child.
And if I had had a second child, they would have automatically been my favorite.
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.